Jashan does not sound like Anglo-Saxon name, unless maybe it's some Irish one I haven't run into before. Is it safe to assume that he was black?
Jashan was a young man of color, absolutely. He had some learning disabilities, which is how he ended up in my sister's classroom. She teaches kids with various learning impediments, but he was also a brilliant athlete. He was a Golden Gloves boxing champion for his age and weight group, and he was an Olympic hopeful. He had received a letter from the committee inviting him to a fairly advanced level of tryouts for the U.S. Olympic team, and he wanted that pretty much more than anything. He was a good kid, all around a good kid. And there were some gangbangers trying to crash a party, and he stood up to them, and they left the party, but they waited for him. And when he was walking home, they confronted him and they wanted him to fight. And he refused to fight because he was a trained fighter. He knew that he could inflict tremendous damage on them, and he did not want to fight. He didn't want a street fight, not least of which because he could lose his license, he could lose his ability to compete. He wanted that. That was, as the song says, that was his ticket out. Incidentally, his father was a union shop steward. So I was moved by his story. I was moved by the courage of this young man who had such conviction that he would not descend to the level of street fighting to solve a problem. And he was shot for not being willing to fight. And it's, obviously there's deep historical implications and connections. There's so many stories throughout history of people being killed in order to uphold their integrity and their value system. And Jashon was another one. But this is something that happened, more than a decade ago. But in light of all of the violence that has emerged in cities across the United States that relates to racial tension and prejudice and racial profiling, and just assumptions. And it's a song that I continue to sing because it keeps being timely. We need to keep challenging our ideas. We need to keep challenging our unspoken assumptions.